Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
If you were listening last week, you may remember we were talking about America in trouble and the main cause of our problems. We want to continue this theme today because the main cause of our problems is that we have forgotten God. We have turned our back on our Maker. Yes, we profess Christianity, but are we ready and willing to obey our God? I want to do some quoting to you today from the McIlvain Report, October 2004, and we began here. He says, 50, 60 years ago, the majority of Americans adhered to a moral ethic code of conduct, a right versus wrong, which taught that honesty pays, cheaters never win, hard work makes you successful, while laziness leads to failure. Always be a person of your word, don't lie, and do what you say you're going to do. Look out for the underdog, the poor, or the underprivileged. Be kind to everyone, stand up for what is right, even when it hurts. Treat the other person how you want to be treated, and be generous when you can. This moral, ethical standard or code of conduct had its origin in the Bible, in the teachings of Moses, David, Solomon, Jesus, Paul, Peter, James, John, and you name them. And even if a person was not a follower of the God of the Bible and his son, Jesus Christ, the great majority of Americans followed that code of conduct and life worked. Yes, life worked much better then than it seems to today for most people. When we follow the biblical code of conduct or rules for living, murder, rape, divorce, infidelity, premarital sex, alcoholism, drug usage, homosexuality, dishonesty, nonstop lawsuits, pregnancy outside of marriage, abortion, rebellion against authority, and much more that is ugly about our nation today, though they did exist, they were infrequent or minimal. Now, many of you listening to this program can remember when you heard of a murder, a rape, or any bad thing happening, it was off someplace, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. It wasn't all around us as it is today. Yes, it was very frequent that you even heard about that. 50 years ago, we did not have millions of lawyers and tens of millions of lawsuits because people lived, for the most part, by the biblical code of conduct. Theft by lawyer and lawsuits were non-existent because Americans didn't want or expect something for nothing and didn't need courts and contracts to make them do what they were supposed to do or force them to keep their word. Their word was their bond, and they knew that if they didn't work, they didn't eat. People and businesses lived by the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do to you. At least they did, and we did, and you can remember, if you have any age on you at all, you can remember when it was that way, and when people were living by this golden rule much more than we are today. Look around you at people you know, relatives, friends, associates, whose lives are working well, who are successful, and not just financially, who are happy, contented, and fulfilled. In almost all instances, they are following God's rules or principles for living. And look at those people who you know whose lives are in the ditch, whose lives are just not working. In most cases, they are breaking God's rules for living. And it's much more evident today than it was 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. The American author John Steinbeck, 1902 to 1968, once said, "If I wanted to destroy a nation, I would give it too much and I would have it on its knees, miserably, greedy, and sick." Does that sound like America today to you, my friends? Compared with the 1 billion impoverished human beings lacking inadequate food, many Americans, Britons, Canadians, Australians, and New Zealanders are overfed and overweight. Have we been so blessed that we have taken these God-given blessings for granted? Have we been too blessed for our own good? Japan's late Prime Minister Tanaka once said, "I often wonder why you Americans worry so much about domestic problems when you have such an abundance of resources. For example, Look at American agricultural productivity. It's easy for the U.S. to expand its output whenever it chooses. We can't do that in Japan. When I compare the situation here in Japan with the situation in your country, I think that as a nation, you are too privileged. God has not been very fair in the distribution of resources. Americans have the most stable economy. They have an abundance of resources available within their own country, and they have more investments abroad than any other country. This is a quote from U.S. News and World Report, November 26, 1973. At that time, Prime Minister Tanaka said, "We have the most stable economy in the world." Well, can we say that today, my friends? No, we cannot. We're the greatest debtor nation in the world today. Our economy isn't stable at all, and I think we all realize that. Have we indeed been too blessed? It is God's prerogative, as the creator and possessor of heaven and earth, to distribute resources to whomever he will, to fulfill his supreme purpose. But we, the recipients of the fabulous birthright blessings, need to always appreciate them, giving Almighty God thanks for everything we have, remembering that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. You can read that in James 1. Yet we Americans have not always kept this important fact in mind. President Abraham Lincoln eloquently summarized our forgetful attitude as the American Civil War raged. "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. We have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom or virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of God's redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us." Proclamation, March 30, 1863. My friends, this was spoken over 140 years ago. Now, if that were the case at that time, how much farther away from these principles that Abraham Lincoln was describing here, are we today? I think we all realize that we have drifted much farther away in these last 140 years from God, from the principles of the Bible, from living by the golden rule than we were 140 years ago. God even foresaw this mindset and warned Israel against it. "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God. Then you say in your heart, 'My power and the might of my hand has gained me this wealth.'" You can read that in Deuteronomy 8. That sounds like what we have done, doesn't it? Exactly what we have done. God was speaking to ancient Israel at that time, and this carries right on down to you and to me in this day, because we are the modern descendants of ancient Israel, as I have brought out time after time on this program. And you should know this and realize this. How does God answer this? "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers. If you by any means forget the Lord your God, I testify against you this day that you will surely perish." Verses 18 and 19 of Deuteronomy 8. But this is exactly what most of our peoples have done. Surely national destruction cannot be far away. God's prophecies reveal a broken and devastated Israel at the end of this age. Sorely punishment for forgetting and rebelling against God. Indeed, all the nations will wonder, why has the Lord done this to this land? What caused this nation's display of anger? They will conclude, it is because they abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their ancestors. You can read that in Deuteronomy 29. Frankly, then we have only ourselves to blame, and President Lincoln's solemn words, "If danger ever reaches us, it must spring up among us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher." He was right. It is our grievous national sins that separate us from God, that cut us off from God's blessing. You can read that in Isaiah 59, verses 1 through 2. If Israel had continued to worship God and obey God, it would have become a model nation for all the other nations to follow. And that's what God intended for Israel to do. And that's what God intended for us to do today. Because, as I say, we are the modern descendants of ancient Israel. We have reaped the blessings that God promised to Abraham, been placed in the best land on the face of the earth, where we have had no want for any good thing. "Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.' For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the Lord our God is to us? And what great nation is there that has such statutes and judgments, righteous judgments, as are in all this law which I set before you this day?" Deuteronomy 4, verses 1 through 8. Well, what do nations say about us today, my friends? We're hated around the earth, aren't we? We only have actually two staunch allies left in this world. That's Great Britain and the little nation of Israel. Yet notice what would happen if the Israelites betrayed their special relationship with God. "O children of Israel, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities." Amos 3, verses 1 through 2. God believes in accountability, my friends. But they, the Israelites, rebelled and grieved the Holy Spirit. So he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them. Isaiah 63 and verse 10. What a frightening thing it is when we make God, the most powerful being in the universe, our enemy. During the Korean War, General Douglas MacArthur alerted his fellow Americans, "In this day of gathering storm, as the moral deterioration spreads its infection, it is essential that every spiritual force be mobilized to defend and preserve the religious base upon which this nation was founded." Yes, this nation was founded upon religious base, upon religion, upon biblical principles. But we have drifted farther and farther away as time has gone. And we're so far now that we don't know what true and pure religion is anymore. That's sad to have to say that, my friend, but that is the truth. That's what your Bible says. It says, "For true and pure religion is that base which has been the motivating impulse to our moral and national growth and life for tens of millions of Americans would be working better. That is the way it ought to be." Yes, it makes a difference as to how we live our lives. We reap what we sow. We have sown some bad seed, and we are reaping a bad harvest. But it's not too late for America to repent and begin living by God's word, by God's law. And if we would, yes, if we would do that, in sincerity and in truth, with our whole heart, we would see these curses begin to fade, and we would see blessings begin to pour in. But according to biblical prophecy, we won't repent on a national scale. But you can, as an individual, and you can save yourself a lot of troubles. Well, if you would like to know more about your ancestry and what lies ahead for America, then we invite you to call toll-free 1-800-611-8080.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.